chapter 13, The Problem of Suffering. Now, there were some present at that very time who told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, "Do you think that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered these things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you shall all in like manner perish." Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were offenders above all the men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Behold, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answering said to him, "Master, leave it alone this year also. I shall dig about it and fertilize it. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you shall cut it down." And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And a woman was there who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could in no way straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, "Woman, you are free from your infirmity." And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue was moved with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he answered and said to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered them and said, "You hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath release his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away for watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years, to have been freed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Brief parables of the kingdom. He replied, "To what is the kingdom of God like, and unto what shall I liken it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and threw into his own garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the sky lodged in the branches of it." And again he said, "Unto what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like the yeast which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all raised." And he went on his way through cities and villages, teaching and journeying on to Jerusalem. And one said to him, "Lord, are they few that are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for I say to you, many shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When the master of the house is risen and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' he shall answer and say to you, 'I do not know who you are.' Then shall you begin to say, 'We did eat and drink in your presence, and you did teach in our streets.' And he shall say to them, 'I tell you, I do not know where you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast out. And they shall come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Sorrow for Jerusalem. In that very hour, certain Pharisees came warning him, "Get out and leave here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and say to that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I shall reach my goal. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be possible that a prophet can die anywhere except Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones them that are sent to her, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. And I say to you, you shall not see me until you shall say, 'Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.'"